just talking about crying and giggling and cuddling and dry humping and all these wonderful things that go on. Of course,
there is no dry humping allowed.
Isn't that right, Reed and Marcia?
Absolutely no dry humping.
Now, let me ask you something.
And don't forget to clean up after yourself.
As we've mentioned, and I think that we're the name of the show is way out there.
Yes.
We're gay. We came out at CBS, Viacom, you know, solidarity. I have a question for you. Is CuddleParty.com, is it homosexual, lesbian friendly? Is it multi-sexual friendly? Or is it strictly marketed as a hetero game?
Well, because the Cuddle Parties are non-sexual events, we try not to bring sexual orientation into it at all. But we are very, very gay-friendly. We've done talks down at the Gay and Lesbian Center in New York.
Wonderful.
We've done all kinds of stuff.
Can give it the way out there stamp of approval then.
Marcia, is it Atkins-friendly?
No, we have bagels.
Bagels.
Now there's another...
Carbohydrates. Danger, Will Robinson.
Now there's another guy who's in our group. His name is Scotty Herman. Now I want to say something about him. And I can say this behind his back.
Okay, go ahead, because he's not around now, so you can. I know how you are.
He's got a problem with the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And what if we had a cuddle party and Scott Herman brought over his flask? And I've seen him. And I've seen him drink out of it before. And
is drinking encouraged at the cuddle party?
Well, we normally serve sparkling apple cider.
See, that's what I read. Juice
sparkling,
or sparkling cider.
That's my favorite beverage.
But what happens if Scott Herman brings his flask and starts drinking his fire water?
I would tell Scotty Herman that he's not welcome. And wouldn't you do the same, Reed and Marcia?
We would, but we'd also encourage Scott to just take a look at, you know, why does he feel like he has to bring alcohol?
Exactly. Well, there's a reason Scott Herman feels that. He's at a very high level at Infinity Broadcasting, and frankly, the man drinks at 8 o'clock in the morning.
We don't need any of that. I am so delighted.
That's just hearsay. That's just bitch speech. And I keep telling him, how many times have I said to Scott Herman? I call him up. I go, this is Alan. Listen to me. Hugs, not chugs.
Amen.
No, it sounds like he's stressed and that he just might need to get some cuddling.
Mm-hmm. Might need a cuddle party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you
and
go.
And there's no smoking, is there, at the cuddle party?
No smoking.
Oh, thank God. And are you saying you serve primarily sparkling cider?
We have sparkling cider, and we usually have orange juice and tea and things
like that. That sounds beautiful.
I love sparkling cider.
And listen to this.
Wonderful. And it looks like, really, if you put it in the proper glass, it looks like you're drinking a little bit of champagne.
And, Michael, when you go down the list, it says arrive on time.
I hope someone, Mr. Limewand, I hope you're watching that one. I hope you're paying attention to that.
But who's
Mr. Chronically Late?
Who's Peter Punctuality?
Yes, I wish you were.
Excuse me, Larry Late.
I'm sorry, but you know, you didn't come to the restaurant last week on time, that's for sure. I don't care how many pairs of shoes you bought.
And what about this one I'm seeing? Be hygienically savvy.
Oh.
Now, what do you mean at the cuddle party?
Thank you, Robbie. That's little Robbie in the back of the studio who loves cleanliness. We call him Mr. Soap and Water.
If we go to cuddleparty.com, and we're going to have a big CBS cuddle party.
If we can, we're going to, guys, we're going to do one of these parties.
I want to be honest. There's a man, and listen, the name of the show is way out there, what the hell. We've outed people for worse. There's a man that works here named Paul Gorgi, and frankly, the man smells like the inside of an artificial leg. If I could quote Ron Burgundy in Anchorman.
Yes, absolutely.
He really does. Now, I want to say this
as
well.
I wouldn't cuddle with him. I wouldn't want to cuddle in the area that he cuddled in.
I'll publicly say this. This is Alan Limewand, and I find Paul Gorgi highly attractive.
You love a man with a tan.
But he smells. What do I do if I invite this guy? It says be hygienically savvy. How do you tell someone with B.O.?
Excellent question.
That they stink.
How do you do that, guys?
Read.
Well, there's a couple of things. It's the kind of thing that we can't send him to the bathroom and have him, wash up a little bit with a washcloth and kind of, you know, make himself presentable.
I'd have to tell you something. If we're talking about Paul Gorgi, a simple trip to the bathroom is not going to take care of that problem.
Well, then what we do is we'd ask that person to, you know, basically come back to another cuddle party and then and set up, if we can't do it there, and talk to them about why we're asking them to leave.
Because quite frankly, when you're talking about Paul Gorgi, you're not talking about just the fact that it's not washed. You're talking about the fact that it hasn't washed its clothes properly. So
are you saying that he needs a cuddle makeover?
I think he does, absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Paul Gorgi, hello, power washer.
Now, how would I be better served? I would... once again, they're making me say, would you stop this? They know. We're out there. Hi, everybody. This is Alan Linewine.
And I'm Michael Hughes.
And we're your hosts for Way Out There, doing a show with a slightly different presentation. We are two middle-aged executives for CBS. Both of us used to be trapped in just fantasy marriages to women who... You know, God bless them. We have more in common with them now than when we were married to them.
But when you had to do those things that you had to do, ew.
Yuck. But now we're fine. We're finally able to be ourselves, the Cuddle Broadcasting System, CBS.
Oh, wouldn't that be great if we could call this the Cuddle Broadcasting System?
Giving us this show.
Wouldn't you like that, Rita Marsh, if we call it the Cuddle?
Awesome.
It would be wonderful.
That'd be great.
But, and there's a website called cuddleparty.com. And it's not just the cutest thing.
I love the idea of doing a cuddle party.
Let's get right down to it. How much does it cost?
Excellent question.
It's $30 per person.
How much?
It's $30 per person.
Oh,
well,
no.
It's been nice having you on the show.
Wait, I'm sorry. No, that's
it's been nice having you
on
the show.
That's out of our price range.
I want to tell you something.
You can bring a friend.
I have a nickname around
that's
the
almost as expensive as when I had that 4th of July party and I bought the suckling pig.
I have a nickname around the radio station. I know they call this me behind my back. They call me Pennywise.
Pennywise.
And it's because, I'm frugal. And speaking of that, isn't it sad that the frugal gourmet passed away? I know we've mentioned this on previous shows. And don't believe any of those rumors that you heard about him at the end, why he lost the show on PBS.
I miss this.
I want to tell you something. I was a page for many years with the frugal gourmet before I got into the TV and radio side of CBS. The man never approached me.
Absolutely.
Never. If anything, I approached him.
Godspeed, old friend. He'll be missed.
He was never found guilty. Never found guilty. The late frugal gourmet.
Didn't he even give you a shark tooth?
There I go again. I've taken us down death.
I know.
Down death.
Why do you always have
down
to get,
death driveway?
Why do you always have to get so morbid?
But I want to be talking about cuddling and having a party where you have pajamas on. There's no sex.
What do you get for your $30 if you have a cuddle party,
Marcia?
We give people refunds if after the welcome circle they want to leave. So if you're not feeling it, you can leave and get your money back first.
But do you get any toys of any kind?
You get 3 hours of cuddling and meeting and greeting, all the bagels you can eat, sparkling cider.
Now, I have a question for you. There's a man, another man that we work with, who's gay and proud. His name is Joe Ardinger. And he's involved. I don't know how deeply involved he is with this other man who works on the third floor. But what if they got to the party and they were hugging and they were kissing and, or maybe not kissing, but just hugging. And all of a sudden, he started hugging somebody else. And then the guy who's his boyfriend sees him hugging somebody else. What do you do then? Are you allowed to, if you come with somebody.
You ever have love of quarrels?
Do you have to be exclusively cuddling with them?
No, I mean, what's interesting is, and it says on the website, if people go and check out the website, and we talk about it in the welcome circle, is that it's all about communication. And, you know, at a cuddle party, it's about getting a verbal yes or a no, you know, to ask permission for people.
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship, we encourage you to, you know, make sure that that your significant other knows you're at a cuddle party.
Final question. We're running out of time. I have to ask on behalf of all of our NRA friends, how do you feel about knives and firearms at a cuddle party?
Not very cuddly. Not
Amen.
Amen to that.
Absolutely.
Bully. We say bully. Well, sadly, look at this. We're out of time. Remember, hugs, not thugs.
Hugs, not thugs. And Marcia and Reed, the time has absolutely flown by during this segment.
We want to thank you for your time. Until next time, remember, there's always time to go out and show everybody what you're all about. The current time is 11 minutes after 5. I wish we had the time to spend more time together, but TikTok, the clock on the wall says it's time for traffic and weather together. With Captain Queer up in the big eye and the big itchy eye in the sky. So we want to say thank you to Reed and Marcia from CuddleParty.com.
You're
this
welcome.
This is Alan Linewine speaking.
And I'm Michael Hughes telling you to have a cuddle party this weekend and bring plenty of sparkling cider
and go way out there. We're with you at CBS.
Thank you, Reed and Marcia.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We've reached the end of the rainbow. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Way Out There with your hosts, Alan Linewand and Michael Hughes. Way Out There is brought to you by Pam Cooking Spray. This is Carson Kressley speaking.
If you would put our guests on hold, please? Because when we come back, It's our Whatever Happened To, and our guest will be Jim J. Bullock.
Yay!
Whatever Happened To Jim J. Bullock? Okay, they're on hold?
All right, they're on
hold. Okay, all right. Now, Rob will do this individually with Reed and with Marcia.
Are we agreed? No way to tell whether they were hip to it or
no
not.
No way to tell.
I don't think they were hip to it.
Hello? Hey, Reed. Thanks so much for joining us. How do you think it went? Good. Yeah, they're fun, aren't they? Well, if you do anything else, if you have any other projects, you get back to us. We'd love to have you back.
They're fun, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
But the other girl hang up? Call
Keep
her back.
Going. But
Call
you know what? You guys are hysterical.
There you go.
No. Hysterical.
Well, the audience knows that.
Just hysterical.
Of course we are.
You know, their website has been jammed since you started doing this bit. You can't get through it.
Who cares? Who cares? All I know is that for 15 minutes, we were saying Alan Line 1 and Michael Hughes. And, incidentally, without invoking the name of the late, great Mel, I believe we went just about all the way up the infinity food chain.
I really do. We covered everybody. And, you know,
oh, we forgot Joel Hollander.
And what was funny is, of course, we were doing those voices, but, of course, as soon as we got the $30 per person, the real you and me both came through on that. It's like $30, that's two steaks.
Please do give us a call back, okay? Cool, and good luck with your cuddle party tonight. Bye, then.
Right, so
tonight.
The voice
no, that's her.
Oh, what'd she say? Oh. What'd she say? She like it too?
Oh, they both had a blast.
Oh, good.
They're very pleased that you had them on, and I think we'll hear from them again.
Who doesn't like to come on Way Out There?
And you didn't mention how Reed spells his name.
Oh, that's right. Now it's capital R, capital E, lowercase I, capital D.
Exciting.
Wow. It is.
Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Junkies. Junkies. Weekdays after hours. Brought to you by BG Products and Services on 106.7 WJFK.
Long line of brake lights up on 95 before Backlight Fullerton to the Rappahannock River. It's a long delay there. Also, for a limited time, Rural Toyota at CarMax is taking $200 off select new Toyotas, including Corollas, RAV4s, and Siennas. CarMax, the way car buying should be. I'm Michelle Hughes for the Don and Mike Show, WJFK.
106.7 WJFK.
This Power Hour of WJFK's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Dave & Buster's.
Based on an incredible true story.
I didn't always lose. I can still fight.
For anyone who's ever wanted a second chance.
I have to believe we can make things better for our family.
I'm always behind you.
This Sunday, the special sneak preview. Be the first to see the one summer movie that will make you stand up and cheer. Cinderella Man. Ebert and Roper give Cinderella Man two thumbs way up.
This is your night.
Premiere Magazine gives Cinderella Man its highest rating, 4 stars. Pop, pop,